tumani AQSh poytaxtidan 70 kilometr narida. 250 mingga yaqin aholining 80% oq tanli. Immigrantlar ham kam emas. Aksariyati Lotin Amerikasidan, ispan tilida gaplashishadi. Hokimiyat faqat ingliz tilida faoliyat yuritishi shart degan qonun 2012-yilda qabul qilingan edi. Masala o'shanda qizg'in muhokamadan o'tgan. Qarshi tomonning pozitsiyasi o'zgarmagan. Ya'ni bir tillik aholi talablarini hisobga olmaydi. Real vaziyatga ko'z yumadi, muhojirlarni kamsitadi.
It was to make a statement that indeed undocumented immigrants were not welcome at Frederick County.
Bu qaror bilasizmi nima degani deya so'raydi Ray Garza. Immigrantlar huquqi uchun kurashib kelayotgan faol. Muhojirlar hujjatsiz yoki hujjatli Frederick tumanida xushlanmaydi. Ular kerak emas degani. Osiyoliklar markazi rahbari Elizabeth Chang ham norozi.
I think that when you're using the word English only, you kind of it's a perceptions. It's a projection that you know we don't want anybody else in here but only those who speak English.
Faqat inglizcha deb alohida talab qo'yishning o'zi shunday tasavvurdan daraki deydi u. Bu yerda ingliz tilini bilmaydigan odamlarga joy yo'q. 2014-yilda tuman kengashidan saylangan Jessica Fitzwater bu qonunni bekor qilish kerak deya harakat boshladi.
It was part of an overreaching amount of legislation that aimed to be an anti-immigrant sort of flavor.
Bu hujjat emigrantlarga qarshi kayfiyat kuchaygan bir pallada qabul qilingan, kerak emas aslida deb chiqdi. Kengashning yana bir a'zosi Billy Shrivis bu qonun muhojirlarga qarshi emas dedi. Tarjima va byurokratiya uchun ketgan mablag' boshqa zarur sohalarga sarflanmoqda dedi u. Hamma bir tilda aloqa qilsa nimasi yomon deya so'raydi siyosatchi.
It basically said the official language for Frederick County that we do business in as a government is English. And if you need any professional services beyond that, you're responsible for paying for those.
Asosiy gap shundaki, Frederick tumani bir tilda ishlaydi. Lekin siz boshqa bir tilda muloqot qilmoqchi bo'lsangiz, masalan, biror kompaniya yoki tashkilot xarajatni o'zingiz qoplaysiz. Tuman emas deya tushuntiradi deputat. Jessica Fitzwater singari siyosatchilar esa bunga ishonmaydi.
The discussions around the original ordinance and frankly also during our public hearing at the repeal somehow made it sound like that English was in trouble.
Bu masala muhokama qilinganida dedi u, eng ko'p yangragan iddao shu bo'ldiki, ingliz tili xavf ostida. Ajnabiylar kelib uni buzayapti yoki umuman inglizcha so'zlamayapti. Shu bois ayrim siyosatchilar inglizchani himoya qilish kerak deb shunday qaror qabul qilishdi, dedi u. Jessica Fitzwater boshchiligidagi harakat samara berib, yagona til haqidagi qonun yaqinda bekor qilindi.
That we're open-minded, that we embrace and celebrate diversity and not that we're closed-minded and accept only people whose language just primary language just happens to be English.
Biz dunyo qarashi keng, madaniy xilma-xillikni xushlaydigan, bag'ri keng tumanmiz dedi Fitzwater. Nafaqat inglizcha, balki boshqa tillarni ham biladigan odamlar uchun eshigimiz ochiq dedi deputat. Navbahor Imamova, Amerika ovozi radiosi uchun.